the modern world has become, in general, a world of listeners. The introduction of the telephone into our business and family lives was a great avenue for linking people together. But since the coming of radio as a means of amusement, education, and interest, the number of listeners has increased by millions, and so many are obviously very enthusiastic about their favorite programs. They are good listeners. When we consider the different avenues of interest, there is not one part of our normal lives upon which we may not hear someone talking with the great hope that we shall be attentive and appreciative. Then, if we reflect that the speakers are just mortal men and women, it is amazing that so much confidence is placed in what they say. In the realm of eternal truth, the word of the Lord Jesus Christ are of permanent value, everlasting value. It is all the more remarkable that so few are willing to listen to what he has said and has still to say. To a world of people that are in sin, he desires to speak and to bless. Christ's words are full of seriousness, truth, and peace. Should we not become earnest listeners to his words? All his utterances are pure, whereas the words of men are very often impure and frequently disgustingly so. The entrance of his words bring light to the mind, soul, and spirit. The words of mere man are not really worth the great attention given to them, and by their changeableness from day to day, they lose their value altogether. But the words of God, as recorded in the Bible, and the voice of God speaking to the conscience, bring everlasting forgiveness, life, and peace to all who hear and believe them. In Jerusalem, Jesus said something very important on this great subject of listening. It was this: he that heareth my word, and believeth on him that sent me, hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. To listen to the voice of Jesus is of the highest importance and urgency. By believing his way of salvation, exercising faith in his atoning death on the cross of Calvary, you can enjoy the possession of a present and eternal salvation.